The provincial government has introduced changes it says will better protect animals in Ontario. The reforms include inspections of zoos and aquariums and $5.5 million annually to the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, otherwise known as the OSPCA. But my next guest says the changes give the society more powers than police. Curtis Andrews has been critical in the past about animal welfare laws and the power of the OSPCA. He's an Ottawa lawyer who focuses on animal welfare and has represented farmers and pet owners in animal welfare cases. He's in the studio with me now. Hi, Curtis.
Good morning.
So these reforms give the OSPCA more powers than police. What do you mean by that specifically?
Well, the powers of the OSPCA have, these are actually pre-existing to the most recent changes. Section 11 of the OSPCA Act is what gives the society their powers. Now, they are a private organization. They're not government. The police are subject to the Police Services Act. The Police Services Act provides an avenue where if you have an issue with the police, you can have it reviewed as well. There are a whole slew of regulations that restrains the powers of the police. So the OSPCA are given the powers of the police officers, but because they're not subject to the Police Services Act, they don't have the restraints of the police officers. So in effect, they have more powers than a police officer at the end of the day.
Okay, I'm a little confused here, though. So are you saying it's almost like giving more powers to a toothless tiger, that's an organization that's really not able to enforce these laws?
No, they have been given the authority to enforce animal welfare law in Ontario, absolutely. It's a situation where they have the powers of the police, and that means to investigate, to obtain warrants, to execute warrants, all those sorts of powers.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, because they're not subject to the Police Services Act, the powers that the police have that are restrained through that legislation includes things like use of force, as well as participation in political activities and some things like that. The OSPCA is simply not subject to that legislation. So where the police have their powers restrained, the OSPCA do not, but they have the powers of the police.
Okay, let's paint a picture for people and give them an example of where you see this as a problem. So give us a situation and give us an example of where you see this as a problem.
Well, certainly. What we've had in the past are situations where people have issues with how an investigation is conducted. They have a problem perhaps where perhaps their charter rights are violated and some things along those lines, how they're treated. There was a case not that long ago that received a lot of publication where a woman, a disabled senior, living alone in a rural area, and she was sleeping at home, and they came in through her bedroom window to investigate a complaint. And
when you say they, you mean the OSPCA?
I mean the OSPCA, yes, absolutely. And so here you have a situation where this woman, she would like some sort of a remedy for what's happened to her. She would like to make a complaint somewhere, but there's nowhere to take that complaint except to the OSPCA. That's just one example.
And why do you have a problem with that?
Why do I have a problem with them coming in her bedroom window, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, why if it's one party and not the other, I mean, would it make a difference if it was police coming in through her bedroom window?
Well, if it was the police and you had a problem with the police, you could take it to the police review board and you could have something done about it. You could at least have something looked at to review the situation. And perhaps there would be something done about the conduct if they indeed found it was to be improper.
So you're saying that there's just no accountability, really, if there's a complaint with the OSPCA, that there's nowhere further that you can take it?
There's no accountability. There's no transparency to the organization because they're a private organization. They're not government. There's no oversight by the government at all. So there's no control over the organization. I'll give you another example. If it was a ministry investigator, for example, because the Ministry of the Environment and Natural Resources, they also have investigators. If you have a problem with them, the Ombudsman Act will kick in, and you can take it to the Ombudsman, but it doesn't apply to the OSPCA again. You may have a situation where they're investigating you, and this is a situation where charges never come, and they're keeping information on you. Perhaps you just have this inkling that you're being watched or there's something going on. If it was the police, you can go through Freedom of Information and you can access whatever information they might be keeping on you. If you have a police file, for example, that's being kept on you, you can access it through Freedom of Information. But again, because they're not government, you can't do that with the SPCA. So they're entirely unique in this province, that they are a private organization with police powers and authority through legislation to enforce law. And serious laws, too, keep in mind. These are laws that call for prison terms and serious, serious fines. So it's not just, you know, these are not minor issues like it may have been in the past. Just want to add one more thing. In 2009, they brought the real changes were made to the OSPCA Act, where they brought in these offenses with prison time and these huge fines. And so before that, you know, it may not have been such a big deal, perhaps, if you were sort of being watched or investigated or something along those lines, although I would still say it shouldn't happen unless you could have access to that information if it was taking place. But those offenses came in 2009, and it just changed everything altogether.
Presumably, the OSPCA would say that they are looking out for the welfare, though, of animals. But you feel that they are going above and beyond, abusing their powers?
Well, it's a situation where certainly they're going to say they're looking after the welfare of animals, but it's the same as the police are looking out for the welfare of people, and they have to abide by the charter. They have to conduct their duties in a way that is acceptable to society. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter that we're dealing with animal welfare law per se. It's how people are being treated through the course of these investigations that is troublesome and problematic, in my opinion.
So what would you like to see change then?
Well, certainly the organization ought to be like those other organizations, like I just described, the police or the investigators that are with the ministries. There needs to be some sort of accountability. There needs to be some sort of transparency. There needs to be, those checks and balances in place that we have in every other respect when it comes to enforcing the law.
Is there anything that you do like about the OSPCA?
Is there anything I like about the OSPCA? Well, Certainly they do a wonderful job of looking after animals in their shelters, absolutely. But when it comes to enforcing the law, we should have the government in charge of the situation. And I just add one more thing. It was just a week ago, actually, we filed an application to the court and to ask the court to question the constitutionality of the OSPC Act and specifically the things that I've just spoken about. That application is available online if anyone is interested in seeing it at fixthelaw.ca.
But I'm just wondering, I mean, the police, they're busy right now. The OSPCA, they specialize in animals. So by transferring these powers to the police instead, that kind of opens a whole new can of worms. So would you be happy then if the OSPCA had something that kept them accountable when dealing with human beings and dealing with, like you say, the example where they go in through a woman's window and she has a problem with that? So do you see what I'm getting at here?
I do, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for a potential solution here, look at the Ministry of the Environment, look at the Ministry of Natural Resources. They also deal with specialized subject matter, but they are under the umbrella of the government properly, so that if there is any issue, it can be dealt with properly. The government has control of the situation. And, I imagine a situation where if you have a problem, you speak to your member of the provincial legislature. And if that person wants to, they can stand up in the legislature, point across the room and say to the appropriate person, do something to fix this problem. I have a problem in my constituency, and do something. Right now, the people on the other side of the room, they can't do anything about it because it's a private organization. It's a really peculiar setup for animal welfare law in this province, and it's not the same across the country.
Well, that's really interesting. I think we should take a look at that, and also be interesting to hear from the OSPCA on this as well. Thanks very much for your perspective, Curtis.
My pleasure.
That's Curtis Andrews. He's a lawyer who is challenging the OSPCA Act. He has defended farmers and pet owners in animal welfare cases.